everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
All right, folks, welcome to fucking week five. We're going to be talking about the first iteration of Dugo's Forewarns here. Dugo's Forewarns is the motherfucking go-to place when you're kind of talking about, yo, I got this week up. I got one guy that I need to sit. I need one guy that I'm trying to play. Then I need another guy that, you know, I'm kind of on the fence about. I'm trying to be talking about all these motherfuckers. If you guys have stuff that you guys want to talk about, just let me know. But I'm going to be going through all these weekly matchups. And y'all are going to let me know if I'm hitting or not. I feel like I'm going to be hitting on all these motherfuckers. But you guys just got to let me know. So, first iteration, guys. All right, we got this first weekly matchup going against the divisional matchup against the Buccaneers and the Falcons, right? So, this is a divisional matchup. So, in my opinion, when it comes to these, you can't really be thinking that these are going to be all these high-scoring matchups. You got to be thinking that they're going to be going back to their basics. Because when it comes to these guys, they know each other like, you know, like peanut butter and jelly. Like, they just know each other, right? So, when it comes to these, yeah, you have Kirk Cousins finally a part of the Falcons, you know, so, like, it's a new quarterback, whatever. It's a new whole system for the Falcons for all that be. But when it comes to it, you got to think, who was the last coach of the Buccaneers before this last iteration, right? Well, before all that being said, whatever, it was Raheem Morris at one time or another before it was Bruce Arians. But all that being said, you know, it's kind of like a homecoming, if you ask me. It's a little bit of a homecoming. Like, Raheem Morris is facing one of his former teams. So, I don't know, man. Like, I think it's going to be a little bit of a revenge game, if you ask me. I think that the Atlanta Falcons are going to be a little bit more aggressive than what we've seen. One thing that really gives me a little bit of, like, a yo, like, I don't know what to do on this, especially on a Thursday night. I'm not sure if I'm necessarily going to be playing Bijan Robinson. Like, even if he is a go, is he going to be a full goal? Like, we just saw this last week. Tyler Allgeier was a complete runaway when it came to production. And that's coming from a Bijan Robinson holder, guys. Like, it just came to a fact to where Tyler Allgeier was just more effective when Bijan was clearly hurt, it seemed like. And when you look at the other side, right? When you look at the Buccaneers, it's almost the same goddamn situation. Because you have Rashad White, who is coming off of the sickness or whatever, that played pretty decently. Don't get me wrong. He still scored for you guys if you played him. But you had Bucky Irving be the lead back with that sickness. And time again, if you ask me, the 2-3 weeks where Bucky has had to be the lead back, he's done really, really well. Sure, that's coming from a Bucky holder, but still, like, the guy through 4 weeks, he's been the lead back 3 of the 4 weeks in this backfield. So if you ask me, man, like, I would definitely start Bucky Irving this week if I had to start someone from this matchup. I think that Bucky is definitely getting a lot more target share. He's getting a lot more carries. Definitely start Bucky. If there's someone that I'm sitting, I don't want it to be that aggressive, but I might sit Bijan. Realistically, though, if there's someone from this matchup that I'm sitting, I'm probably going to be sitting someone like, realistically, like a Kyle Pitts. I just feel like this Buccaneers linebacker core is really, athletic, if you ask me. And then also, they also have a really aggressive and athletic safety core. Led by Winfield Jr. So It's just one of those things to where I think that Kyle Pitts, being the undynamic guy as he is, I don't think he's necessarily going to be that guy this week. So I would probably go ahead and sit him. And then if there is one guy that I'm throwing out there where I think he might shine, you know, I'm going to throw out a dagger between either Ray-Ray McCloud or Jalen McClellan, honestly. If you have either of those cats, I think that they're both shots in the dark if you have either of those. Now, folks, we're moving to the first, or not even the first. All right, let's call it the first Lambda game of the year, at least, right? So we got the Jets versus the Vikings. So this is not necessarily a huge matchup. I don't have a lot of stake in this at all, but there are obviously a couple different plays. I'm a huge Rodgers fan. This is going against Vikings, one of his worst nemesis of all time. Not necessarily the Bears, who he owns to this day, but the Vikings still suck, and that is for sure. Though, they are 4-0, and they just beat my Packers. That being said, we got to identify who we think are going to pop off in this game. Realistically, if you ask me, I think Jordan Addison is going to keep popping off. I think you have one really, really dynamic cornerback in this system who is going to absolutely lock down Justin Jefferson, I think, and that being Sauce Gardner. And so you're going to have Jordan Addison kind of roaming with DJ Reed, I believe, is on the other side. And so I think he's going to eat like you saw this last week against the Packers. So expect to see Jordan Addison out there for sure. So if I have a start out of the week, let it be Jordan Addison this week from this week up or from this matchup. And then when I'm talking about sits, you know, like guys that I think you might be wanting to start, what have you. I hate to say it, folks, but I don't know if I want to start the Jets defense this week. This offense for the Vikings just seems to be on a roll, and they keep scoring a shit ton of points regardless of what it is. And so I'm not sure exactly what the Packers defense has scored this last week, per se, but realistically, if you have another matchup out there, I don't know if I'm going to be scoring the Jets defense up there too high for me. And then if I have a flyer, just someone that I think might be able to score a tutty for you or something like that, definitely I think Braylon Allen. I think that Braylon Allen's been getting a lot more leg room in this offense lately for the Jets, and so if I got a ride with someone, definitely give me Braylon Allen. All right, guys, now we're moving to the Panthers versus the Bears. Another pretty freaking mid lineup, or at least matchup as it is. But you know what it is. Points are where points are, and we got to find out where they are, right? So if I got to start out of the matchup this week, it's going to be tough for me, right? I don't have a lot of guys that I really love out of this. I'm looking at Andy Dalton, I'm looking at Chuba, I'm looking at Rayshon Johnson, I'm looking at DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, who might even be on the trade block to the Chiefs. What? Some people are talking about it. I'm trying to be about it. I got him in my Dynasty League. I want that shit. You also got Xavier Legette. You know, you got Deontay Johnson, also another guy that might be on the trade block. Wild times out here, folks. You got Cole Kmet. You got Trumbull. Bro, you got a lot of people out here, right? But if I'm going to be starting anyone out of all these cats, you got to give me Chuba. He's been one of the more dynamic guys out of this offense the last couple of weeks since Andy Dalton's been a part of it. Ever since it's become another pro-style offense again, right? So just give me Chuba until the Jonathan Brooks, until he's fully back and healthy. Keep starting my boy Chuba Hubbard because he's going to be there for you. And then if I got a sit of the week, realistically, I'm going to be sitting Caleb Williams. I hate that motherfucker to the day I die. And then if I got a flyer of the week, realistically, yo, this one's for my boy Jahi out there. You guys know Ja. Hey, Roshan Johnson, start him. He's going to get a tutty. I got him. All right, now we're going to move to a pretty dynamic matchup, which, yo, what? The Bengals won? Yeah, they finally beat the Jaguars, right? Not really huge, but it's enough for if you're a Bengals fan. Hey, you're 1-3. Good job. You also got the Ravens on the other hand. They're 2-2 off a huge win against the Bills. Yo, they're riding high right now. So, you know, you got the starts, you got the sits, you got the flyers. Yo, so if I'm out here and if I'm looking at this matchup, one of the guys that I'm going to start for sure is going to be D. Honey. It just seems like week out of week, it seems like these Bengals are getting ran over. Give me him right now. If I got a sit, realistically, I hate to say it. I might have to sit T. Higgins. Right now he's sitting at wide receiver 86, and he hasn't really produced once he's out there. He's giving you 5, and then he's giving you 9. I know it's not bad getting 9, but this is a pretty stellar defense if you ask me. And I'm a little hesitant because it seems like they're getting the other guys a little bit more acquainted into the system. You got Gesicki not really getting more involved, right? Like, he actually just got negative points. But you have Eric All that's getting pretty involved. You got other guys that are getting involved into the system. So it's just one of those things to where, I know it's a little dramatic, but I might have to sit Teague if it's one of those guys that, you know, like, you're looking at it. Because I think that, like, a Chase Brown, he's getting more dynamic moves out there. You got Zach Moss, he's getting more dynamic moves. But when it comes to it, like, T. Higgins, if I'm looking at all these guys out here, he might be the one guy that's like, ugh, you know, like, he hasn't been getting that love. So, I don't know, he might be my sit. And then if I have a flyer of the week, yeah, you guys know he's been going crazy lately. But give me Justice Hill for real. I think I might have to throw him in a flex one time. I think that he's just been one of those guys that just keeps getting work. And I think that this linebacker group for the Bengals, I know that we talk about our love for, you know, like, the defensive coordinator over there. He's always on the Pat McAfee show and stuff. But, yo, like, Justice Hill is a dog. And if he keeps working the way he is, I got to keep playing him. So, throw Justice Hill out there. He's running back 29 for you. Put him in your flex if you're not starting him right now. All right, we're moving to another pretty dynamic matchup, guys. Yo, we're moving to the Bills versus the Texans. Bills versus Texans, dude. That's a huge matchup for week 5. Are you kidding me? Dog, we got two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL going at it this early. And then we got two of the best, oh my God, two of the best running backs. Guys, I think that this might be pretty much what we just saw on Monday when we were watching the Seahawks versus the Lions. I think this is going to be a back and forth matchup, if you ask me. It's going to be freaking dynamic. I think it's going to be sicko. It's going to be hard to, like, choose just one guy to start, someone to sit, and then a flyer. I mean, this is a sicko right now. All right, so if I'm going to start one guy right now, if there's just one guy that I'm like, yo, like, I want all this stock, yo, this is crazy. But let James Cook. I know that this last week he didn't necessarily get the workload that he did against the Baltimore Ravens, and I think that was just because they went down early. But look for this game to be a little bit more even throughout the game. And if that happens, I think James Cook is going to cook. So let me get James Cook as my start of the week out of this matchup here. All right, if we're going to go to sits, yo, this is going to be a wild one, right? I know that a lot of you guys out here think that he's going to come into this game and absolutely cook. But I just don't know if, yo, it's too hard to pick a sit. Yo, this is way too hard. I'm going to just give you guys another side of the week, all right? Stephon Diggs. I think that Stephon Diggs is going to come into this matchup and get a tutty at least. I know that he's looking to eat this game. Obviously, he was traded this offseason, so let me get another start, and that's going to be Stephon. And then if I have another flyer that I can just throw out there, like I've been giving y'all, if I got a flyer of the week, give me Curtis Samuel. I know that's a long shot, right? But he's been my boy since he was with the Commandos. And this guy is just a slant hog. And I think that at some point he's going to be integrated into this offense. And he is going to fly. And it's going to be beautiful. Moving on, we got the Colts versus the Jaguars. Really mid matchup out of the AFC South, if you ask me. The Jaguars still winless somehow, some way. Yo, they got Trevor Lawrence on this huge ass contract, and somehow they're winless. They got how many weapons? They just drafted a wide receiver in the first round, and these guys just go on to just keep losing these games. And they've been close. They've been close a few times, don't get me wrong. But it's also been ugly, like this last week against the Bills. It was really wild. So, yo, if I got one start out of the week, I got to make sure that these guys are actually healthy. Like, the Colts are beat up, but I think that the Colts are going to keep beating the shit out of these guys for real. All right. So this is going to be contingent on my boy Joey Flax starting. But if Joey Flax starting, give me Josh Downs as my starter of the week out of this group. I think that he's going to be eating. You saw it this last week. He was going to him early and often out of that slot position. I know it's just one of those things that it's just easy for those more veteran, experienced guys to just go to that easy check down. Well, guess what? That's what Josh Downs is. Like, he's built to do that. So just look for him to be more involved into this. When you're looking at someone to sit this week, realistically, I might look at sitting Trevor Lawrence. Don't even have him on your lineup at this point in time. I think he's owning 49% of the league, so thank God most of you guys are catching the vibe. But yeah, I would definitely sit him. And then Flyer of the Week, give me Tank Bigsby, dog. He's been leading them every time he's been healthy. He just had 90 yards this last week. And so look for him to maybe get more integrated as they're looking for another spark here. So give me Tank Bigsby as my Flyer of the Week from that game. Alright, dog, now we are moving on. Dog, we got the another mid-ass matchup. We got the Dolphins versus the Patriots. And this is without Tua. This is without Tom Brady. This is without Randy Moss. Yeah, it's kind of mid. So we got Skylar Thompson, who I don't think is starting. I believe that they're going to start Snoop Huntley still. So look at Snoop. You know, I don't know if he's going to be really all that great. I don't think he's going to be my start of the week, but he's going to be starting for the Dolphins from what I believe. So just one of those things that where I think that this whole offense is pretty mid at this point. So I'm going to be looking towards, I think, the Patriots for my starts and stuff. So realistically, if I'm looking at start of the week here, give me Devon Achan, just because I think that, not Devon Achan, Devon Achan. Because they're going to be looking for a spark out of this offense for the Dolphins, right? And so let him be my start of the week. They're not going to try to get to Tyreek Hill and all these weird aspects where they're going to try to get him hurt. That'll get it to him and the ball when it comes to slots and all that good stuff. But definitely not when it comes to him getting hurt. He's getting paid way too much money for that bullshit. So until Tua is healthy, Tyreek's going to be healthy when he gets back. So don't worry on him getting hurt. If I got a sit of the week, realistically, it might be Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle just ain't been that this year. He's wide receiver 50. Obviously, year in, year out, he's been like a top 15. Obviously, it's because of our boy being hurt, right? So just sit him for now until Tyreek is going back at it and until Tua is back at it as well. Unfortunately, this is a sticky situation. If I got a flyer out of the week, give me Antonio Gibson. He's running back 40 right now, which is kind of surprising. Came off of a really good week against the 49ers, so I think that they might be utilizing that dual running back system to get Jacoby Brissett a little bit more upright because he is just sucking right now. So I think that they're going to be utilizing those two for the most part. Antonio Depthley, if you are in a full PPR league, he's been getting a lot more catches from what it looks like. Moving on, yo, we got a dank-ass game against the Browns and the Commandos. Not necessarily super dank, but it does have some pretty decent matchups, if you ask me. So we got one guy for sure that they just opened up the practice window for, which is Nicholas Chubb, which is kind of wild. I don't think he's going to be playing this week, though, if you ask me. I doubt it. That injury that he sustained all those, like, a year ago or whatever was wild. So I doubt that he's back right away. If he is, it's going to be in really mild fashion. Not going to be startable for sure. So I definitely want to look at him. If I want to be starting from anyone out of this, it's going to be Jalen Daniels for sure. Jaden Daniels has been wide receiver, or not wide receiver, quarterback one all year so far. Number two scoring, I believe, all year. He has been a freak. Keep him in your starting lineup. It would be crazy to take him out now. If I got a sit out of the week, realistically, I might have to sit Amari Cooper. I don't know. It's just one of those things. He just continues to be up and down. He had one really good week against the Giants. I don't know if the Commanders are going to necessarily be that next guy. They are the worst pass defense, so maybe it's bad sit. So let's look on the other side then, right? Maybe let's look on the other side. What else could be a really bad play move? I think if you're looking at starting an Austin Eckler, I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the best move. I know that he's coming back from an injury. So maybe they're going to be moving towards Brian Robinson a little bit more. I know that he was coming off a really good game. So I don't know if they're going to be necessarily needing Eckler all that much. If you do need to really start someone, you know, like this is just another thrown out there, just another dart. Jeremy McNichols, I know everyone's talking about him right now. Obviously, he just came off of that huge-ass game. But I think if you need a start of the week or if you just need like an arrow, just a dart, whatever. I know that the Browns have been pretty good, but if Myles Garrett's going to be out and that run defense is going to be suffering, Jeremy McNichols is going to be a decent backup. So maybe throw him a flex if you need him. Yo, now we got another pretty mid matchup. I'm not going to lie, guys. Yo, this is just me coming from the heart. We got an AFC West matchup against the Rams. Or, not the Rams. Yo, the Raiders versus the Broncos. Again, not necessarily the most satisfying matchup, especially with these teams the way that they are right now, right? But I just said a little bit earlier, but there are points to be made, so let's fucking make those points happen, right? Hey, if I gotta start someone, I'm going to be starting the Broncos defense for sure. I think that they're going to be pretty good this week, not going to lie. I think that they've shown to be pretty stellar throughout the year so far, being defense four. You know, just throw them in there. This isn't a really good offense to begin with, so just let that be known. If I got to sit someone, realistically, I'm probably going to be sitting Zamir White. I know that I wanted him to be this running back one type guy, running back two maybe. But he's running back five material right now, being running back 56 overall. So I don't like that at all. So yeah, probably sitting Zamir. Even though I love him so much, if I have to have a dart throw of the week, give it to Cortland Sutton. Cortland might be a decent flex play. He's wide receiver 44 right now. Seems to be gathering a little bit of momentum with our boy over there with Bo Nix, you know, job boy over there. So we'll see what happens with that. I doubt it works well, but it is what it is. So we'll see what happens. Yo, now we're moving out to the West Coast even more. We're moving out to the Cardinals versus the 49ers. The 49ers, the Cardinals, dog, that's a pretty sick old matchup right now. I know that the Cardinals have been playing pretty dank lately. I know that they've lost a few games. They've all been pretty close, though. So, I mean, I wouldn't sleep on these guys whatsoever against a 49ers team that just can't seem to get healthy from what it seems like. I mean, yo, have you guys heard about CMC having actually tendonitis in both Achilles lately? Yeah, fucking weird thing to happen to you that I allegedly no one knew until just recently. Thanks, Adam Schefter. But nah, we ain't gonna talk about that. We're gonna be talking about our starts of the week, our sits of the week, and a dart play. So if I'm gonna be playing someone out this week, I mean, if it's not gonna be just Dougal, are you gonna play, you know, the cream of the crop? Yeah, I might. And the cream of the crop out of the week is going to be Jordan Mason for sure. He's been just an absolute stellar running back play this week. The Cardinals, they've been decent, but that run defense hasn't been amazing. Let it be known that Jordan Mason is going to be great this week. If I got a sit of the week, yo, it's going to be tough, but I just don't know. I don't know if Marvin Harrison is going to necessarily be the greatest matchup this week against the 49ers. They always know how to play these guys really good. It's going to be tough. Obviously, we saw what Justin Jefferson was able to do against the 49ers a couple weeks ago. But I just think that the 49ers are going to have a really good key on this cat. So I don't know if I'm going to be necessarily starting him if I have him. Obviously, it's tough to keep him in your lineup. So I understand. And then if you got a dart play that you have to throw out there, I think that realistically, I don't know if there's going to be many dart plays. I think that you're going to be starting a lot of people that you're going to be starting. But is Juwan James a dart play at this point? I don't know. He's wide receiver 5 overall. He's fucking sicko. Continue to play him at this point, I guess. I don't know what to tell you guys. All right, we're moving on. We got the Giants versus the Seahawks now. Another afternoon matchup. Honestly, ask me, it's going to be the Seahawks running free all day long. Start of the week, give me Kenneth Walker. We just saw what he did this last week. He was running wild against the Lions. I really like what he's doing right now. Let it keep happening, right? If we got a sit of the week, I don't know how much I like Wan'Dale Robinson against this team, realistically. We'll see how it goes, but I just feel like Wan'Dale has been kind of manhandled a little bit. He's not the biggest guy out there. And if he's going to be going against people like Reek Woolen and stuff, I think that he just might be getting manhandled. So I don't know if I'm going to be starting Wan'Dale Robinson in many leagues if I have him. Obviously, wide receiver 27 is a decent play, right? But I just don't know if it's the right one against this matchup right now in this week. And then if I got a dart play of the week, give me JSN every single time that it comes to the Seahawks. I absolutely love that, man. We're moving on. We got the Packers versus the Rams. Yo, Packers my team, guys, right? Yo, there's so many teams out there right now that are going through such a rough patch. I know that the Packers had this huge injury with Jordan Love, and it's just been crazy, right? But it just happens every year. You're going to be going through injuries, guys. It just happens. And it's good that it happens early in the season rather than late, because you get chemistry to continue to go with the momentum. Yeah, it happens, but you have that thing to kind of back on you, or to go back on if anything were to happen. And you also have momentum to go forward with the backup that they have with Malik Willis. So I think that this last week that they lost against the Vikings is kind of just another little, you know, it might be a good thing realistically. Not necessarily good that they lost, but a good thing that they were able to throw so much, because they were able to break off so much of the rust that had occurred when Jordan Love was gone for those 2 weeks. So if I got a start out of the week, folks, it's going to be Jaden Reed. This guy has been integrated into this offense as the wide receiver 1. Let it be known, he's my start of the week. If I have a sit of the week out of anyone out of this whole group, it's going to be tough, guys. It's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be a lot of realistically, if I tell you guys that there's going to be someone that I might sit, they're going to go off and they're going to be going for 1,000 yards. I guarantee it, right? All right. Well, let me give it one time. Let me give it one chance. One opportunity. I don't know if Kyron Williams is going to have a great game, so maybe sit him. And then if I got a dart play of the week, give me Romeo Doubs. Throw him in your flex. I think it's going to work out. All right, we move into Sunday night. Sunday night game, we got the Cowboys versus the Steelers. Steelers Nation, Terrell Towell, Mac Miller, RP. Pretty decent matchup if you ask me. Obviously, Cowboys haven't been that great this year, but, you know, it is what it is. Steelers, they're going through that whole QB thing as usual. So, what do? All in all, it is what it is. I'm excited to see what it is, though, if you ask me. So, I think that the Steelers are going to end up probably shitting the bed. I think that the Cowboys are able to get the shit together. And I think that my start of the week out of this whole group is going to be CeeDee Lamb. I think that he's going to run the track as usual. He is that guy. He's supposed to be wide receiver 1 for a reason. He's currently wide receiver 12 some way, somehow. So, no, I don't like that at all. I think that CeeDee Lamb is going to be that guy. He's proven to be that guy in the past. I like CeeDee Lamb this week. I think that the Cowboys need to make a statement. This is a great team to make a statement against, especially in a great environment to make it against as well. Mike McCarthy, he is a Pittsburgh cat, allegedly, from what I've heard. So I think that coming home to this environment is going to be great for him. So, like I said, let CeeDee Lamb be my start of the week, sit of the week. I'm going to have to say it's Jalen Warren. I know that he's hurt right now. I just don't think that he's going to be a great start regardless. And then my dart play of the week, Jalen Tolbert. give me Jalen Tolbert. He's been good the last couple weeks. I like him a lot. He was my boy a couple years ago coming out of the draft. He's coming out of, I believe it was MSU, Southern Methodist University. He's my boy, Jalen Tolbert. All right, now we're moving on. We're moving on to Monday night. We got the Saints versus the Chiefs. Kind of a wild matchup, but I don't think it's going to be all that wild. Start of the week, give me Kamara. I mean, it's just karma if you don't start him. So give me Kamara as my start of the week, 100%. No cap, no rep. Otherwise, give me Rashid Shaheed. He's also just a no cap, no rep kind of guy, if you ask me. And then if you got me as a start of the week, or I'm sorry, as a sit of the week, dog. I hate to be that guy, but I just did an ice for this cat earlier today. I think Carson Steele is going to be my sit of the week. I just don't think he's going to be integrated into this offense at this point anymore. They've seen the scene production from Kareem Hunt, even after how many weeks of not being on that team. So, yeah, no, I think that Samare and Kareem are going to be the 1-2 punch on that team going forward. So, Carson Steele, peace out, homie. And then dart play of the week, give me Kareem Hunt. I know he's going to be the number one back going forward on this team because Carson Steele hasn't. Otherwise, Samare, P. Ryan might be a pretty decent play as well. Realistically, just don't play Carson Steele at this point. Folks, this has been the first iteration of Dugo's Forewarn. Like I said, a couple starts, a couple sits, a couple dart plays. Not going to be a lot. Not going to be a little, though. Let me know what you think. Hopefully, we can recap on what is to be done. And we can go forward with the weeks to come, right? I mean, obviously, it's not going to be winners. But there's not going to be a lot of losers either, I bet. So, going forward, let's see where we are. Dude was forewarned, baby.
A rich man's world.